is still to each other. Verily, even the greatest found I all too human. The phrase, the rearing of Superman, has very often been misunderstood. By the word rearing, in this case, is meant the act of modifying by means of new and higher values. Values which, as laws and guides of conduct and opinion, are now to rule over mankind. In general, the doctrine of the Superman can only be understood correctly in conjunction with other ideas of the authors, such as the order of rank, the will to power, and the transvaluation of all values. He assumes that Christianity, as a product of the resentment of the botched and the weak, has put in ban all that is beautiful, strong, and proud, and powerful. In fact, all the qualities resulting from strength, and that, in consequence, all forces which tend to promote or elevate life, have been seriously undermined. Now, however, a new table of valuations must be placed over mankind. Namely, that of the strong, mighty, and magnificent man, overflowing with life and elevated to his zenith, the Superman, who is now put before us with overpowering passion as the aim of our life, hope, and will. And just as the old system of valuing, which only extolled the qualities favorable to the weak, the suffering, and the oppressed, has succeeded in producing a weak, suffering, and modern race, so this new and reversed system of valuing ought to rear a healthy, strong, lively, and courageous type, which would be a glory to life itself. Stated briefly, the leading principle of this new system of valuing would be, all that proceeds from power is good, all that springs from weakness is bad. This type must not be regarded as a fanciful figure. It is not a nebulous hope which is to be realized at some indefinitely remote period, thousands of years hence, nor is it a new species, in the Darwinian sense, of which we can know nothing, and which it would therefore be somewhat absurd to strive after. But it is meant to be a possibility which men of the present could realize with all the spiritual and physical energies, provided they adopted the new values. The author of Zarathustra never lost sight of the egregious example of transvaluation of all values through Christianity, whereby the whole of the defied mode of life and thought of the Greeks, as well as a strong Ramadan, was almost annihilated or transvalued in a comparatively short time. Could not a rejuvenated Greco-Roman system of valuing, once it had been refined and made more profound by the schooling which 2,000 years of Christianity had provided, effect another such revolution within a calculable period of time, until the glorious type of manhood shall finally appear, which is to be our new faith and hope, and in the creation of which Zarathustra exhorts us to participate? In his previous notes on the subject, the author uses the expression Superman, always in the singular, by the by, as signifying the most thoroughly well-constituted type, as opposed to modern man. Above all, however, he designates Zarathustra himself as an example of the Superman. In Ichihomo, he is careful to enlighten us concerning the precursors and prerequisites to the advent of this highest type, in referring to a certain passage in the Gay Science. In order to understand this type, we must first be quite clear in regard to the leading psychological condition on which it depends. This condition is what I call great healthiness. I know not how to express my meaning more plainly or more personally than I have done already in one of the last chapters, Aphorism 382, of the fifth book of the Gaia Scienza. We, the new, the nameless, the hard to understand, it says there, we firstlings of yet untried future, we require for a new end, also a new means, namely, a new healthiness, stronger, sharper, tougher, bolder, and merrier than all healthiness hitherto. He whose soul longeth to experience the whole range of hitherto recognized values and desirabilities, and to circumnavigate all the coast of this ideal Mediterranean Sea, who, from the adventures of his most personal experience, wants to know how it feels to be a conqueror and discoverer of the ideal, as likewise how it is with the artist, the saint, the legislator, the sage, the scholar, the divine.